The bill would direct the state's Legislative Reference Bureau to draw state assembly and senate maps, which would then have to be approved by lawmakers. But if the process failed a second time, the legislature could take over map drawing on a third vote. That would leave the door open to GOP legislators drawing a new map themselves. Before liberals took control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Republicans like Assembly Speaker Robin Voss opposed the idea of letting a nonpartisan agency draw legislative maps. When the bill was introduced in September, he said the goal was to avoid costly redistricting lawsuits. A veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers is all but certain. The move comes as the state Supreme Court's liberal majority is considering new maps to replace the ones drawn by Republicans. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.